This is a story that shows that the Lord loves us and he wants to make us into angels. And he does it when we hear the word of the Lord and do it. This is a story from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. A prophet is a man to whom the Lord says, "Hear the word of the Lord." And the prophet's job is to listen to the word of the Lord and then tell it to the people so they know the word of the Lord. Now, in this story, the Lord opens Ezekiel's spiritual eyes and he sees something in the spiritual world. So we can see, what did the Lord show Ezekiel in the spiritual world? And what question did the Lord ask Ezekiel? This is from chapter 37. "The hand of Yehovah was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of Yehovah and placed me in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. And he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, 'Son of man, can these bones live?' And I said, 'O Lord Yehovah, thou knowest.' Again he said to me, 'Prophesy upon these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of Yehovah. Thus says the Lord Yehovah to these bones, behold, I will cause spirit to come into you and you shall live. And I will put sinews on you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. And I will put spirit in you and you shall live. And you shall know that I am Yehovah.' And I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a voice. And behold, a quaking, and the bones came near, a bone to its bone. And I saw, and behold, sinews and flesh came up upon them, and skin covered them above, but there was no spirit or breath in them. And he said to me, 'Prophesy to the spirit, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord Yehovah, come from the four winds, O spirit, and breathe into these that were killed, that they may live.' And I prophesied as he commanded me, and the spirit came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, a very, very great host." So what did the Lord show Ezekiel in the valley? The valley was full of, yes, bones. So here's a picture meant to represent the bones that the Lord showed Ezekiel. The valley was full of bones, and the bones were very dry. Very dried out bones. And the Lord asked Ezekiel a question. "Son of man, can these bones..." What did he ask? Do you remember?
"Can these bones..."
That's right. "Can these bones live?" Yes. And Ezekiel said, "O Lord, thou knowest." You know. I don't know. But you know whether they can live. And then the Lord said to him, "Prophesy, son of man, prophesy to the bones." And while he was, and the prophecy was, "Hear the word of the Lord. Bones, listen to the word of the Lord." And while Ezekiel was prophesying, the bones came together to form bodies, and the Lord wrapped them up with sinews that are like muscles, and flesh and skin. Then were they alive? Not yet, not quite. So the Lord told Ezekiel once again, "Prophesy to the wind. Prophesy to the spirit so that breath may come into the bodies." And then when he did that, breath came into the bodies and they stood up and they came alive and they were a great army, a great host, the heavenly host, because they were in heaven. Now, have you ever seen bones of an animal in the field or by the side of the road or in the woods maybe? Bones, they're pretty dry and they don't look like they're very good for much. when you see them like that. But think about this. We all have bones and how important they are. You have bones in your head that protect your brains and your eyes and your ears, other important parts. We have bones in our arms and legs. If we didn't have bones, we couldn't stand up. We couldn't do anything. Right, in our fingers and toes. The Lord gives us big bones and little bones. But the bones by themselves, they can't do anything, can they? They're just sort of like stones lying on the ground. So the Lord wraps them up with muscles and flesh and skin. But even a body, if it's not breathing, can a body do something by itself, just lying on the floor? No. So the Lord breathes into our nostrils the breath of life. We can breathe. It's so nice that we can breathe. The Lord gives us beautiful fresh air to breathe, and we can do things. Now, this is a picture of how the Lord takes us from somebody who is not ready for heaven, because we tend to be pretty selfish, and he turns us into the heavenly host. He changes us. He puts life in us so that we can become angels. And the way the Lord does that is he, just like in the story, he says to us, hear the word of the Lord. Listen to the word of the Lord. How do you hear the word of the Lord? What's one of the ways you hear the word of the Lord? Yes?
Read the Lord's word.
Yes. If you're old enough, you can read the Lord's word. What's another way you hear the word of the Lord? Yes?
Pray.
You can. That's right. Good. You can say the Lord's prayer and other prayers. What's another way? Yes, your parents can read the word to you. That's right. And another way is that all the people around you, and especially your parents, remind you what the Lord teaches you. Even when they're not actually reading the word, they're reminding you, this is a good thing to do, that's not a good thing to do. Don't do that. Do this instead. And when we listen to our parents teaching us the word of the Lord, that helps us grow up to be good people instead of bad people. Instead of being just a pile of dry bones, we can grow up to be angels. So we want to remember this beautiful story of how the Lord turned just dry bones into a heavenly army, and remember that the story is really about us and how the Lord wants to make us into angels of heaven, part of his own heavenly army. Amen.